You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, live. Matt Modica, Corey Parson.
What's going on, man? What's going on, gentlemen?
It's here, baby. Championship Sunday.
Championship Sunday is here. There is other news, of course, to talk about around the NFL. More coaching stuff, of course. Keith Armstrong and Steve Wilks interviewing in Arizona today for their second interview. Wilks was in Tennessee yesterday. Matt LaFleur will be there today. Mike Vrabel's also there. So it looks like we're, you know, narrowing down to multiple locations here.
Yep, getting close to having everybody have the head coach in place in a little while. So looks like the coaching search in the NFL this season will be complete in a little bit. So interesting to see the names that are new head coaches. Congratulations to those guys. Some of the guys is moving on. Better luck next time.
Yeah, if I'm a team like Arizona, I definitely want to interview Matt LaFleur just to see what he brings to the table,
sure.
See how his interview goes. So, I mean, that team has pieces. I think it's a team that could build quicker than most other teams.
Yeah, interesting. LaFleur's going to Tennessee, though. I don't even think he's interviewing in Arizona.
He's not going to Arizona?
No, he's interviewing Tennessee.
I do like the fact that he's going to Tennessee.
You just wanted LaFleur to go anywhere.
Well, they got some pieces in place. You have the young quarterback that you're hoping maybe step back this year. You're hoping next year he progresses. And, you know, you spent the fifth overall pick on Corey Davis.
Right.
It's time to unleash
it's
the beast.
It's time to unleash the beast,
you see
absolutely.
What DeSean Jackson said, that Jameis Winston just needs to focus on being himself?
No.
Yeah, more or less that Jameis was trying to do too much this year and trying to please too many people.
What do you take of that?
Homeboy was probably really like bearing down on him on turning over the football.
Okay.
And I think it made Jameis hesitant. And I think that they're more or less that saying, you know what, turnovers up Brett
part
Favre.
Of the sure.
That Brett is a part of Brett is what made Brett Favre great. He was with Tony Romo. It's one of the things that one of the reasons what made him great is because he was willing to take those risks that a lot of quarterbacks don't. And Jameis, I think, is one of those guys.
That's a good point. I mean, Jameis is obviously fearless. We saw that 2 years ago. We saw that from him. And when we watched Hard Knocks, it was just harped on him. Stop turning the ball over.
Yeah.
Make the smart decision. And I guess DeSean Jackson feels, certainly for DeSean Jackson's role, him taking enough chances.
Exactly.
Well, I'll give a perfect comp here. Look at what Deshaun Watson did when he got the opportunity. He was fearless. He threw contested balls.
Right.
He trusted Will Fuller to beat the defense, and he trusted DeAndre Hopkins to go up
and make the catch. He did everything he could to just give his receivers opportunities.
That's what I want my quarterback.
Right. You want them to literally just give the wide receivers opportunities. That's what we begged the quarterbacks in Houston to do to DeAndre Hopkins beforehand. So it makes plenty of sense. I kind of get that. So speaking of quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield makes a funny comment about Miami with Kenny Stills, his Oklahoma brethren, and it went viral.
Yeah, interesting. Now he has a little bit of talk that
Adam Gates wants a quarterback.
He wants somebody else to ruin. That the Miami Dolphins may be in the market for a quarterback this upcoming season. I don't think Baker Mayfield is dead when they draft him. I think Mayfield should be 1-1.
I know you do. I think Lamar Jackson 1-1.
Well, you were right on Deshaun Watson.
You were right on Deshaun Watson. We'll see if you're right on Baker Mayfield. We'll take a break. We got a lot more to come, including coming up the NBA All-Stars announced. We'll tell you who they are next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Not Mr. Sussman. He's a fantasy executive. I gotta turn the headphones up. Greg keep his headphones low. He don't like to hear himself like I like to hear myself.
Yeah, I keep mine loud as well.
I have my headphones loud. I try to bust my eardrum sometime. So, Mr. Sussman had to step away, Matt.
He's in detention.
Yes, he's in detention. He's at the... Another teacher called him out. Another teacher called him into a conference, so... I'm going to hold it down for Mr. Sussman. He said we were going to go through the NBA All-Star starters. Right? These are the. This is the fan vote, guys. Then I think what happens after this is... Steph and LeBron will pick players, I think, regardless of conference. And then they'll go out there and, of course, they have the NBA All-Star game. Oh, wait. Do you watch the NBA All-Star game, man? I think it's the best All-Star game in sport. Yeah, Major League Baseball's All-Star game is good, too. I think it's the best All-Star game in sports. I think they have the best All-Star.
It's definitely the most entertaining. Yeah. I mean, it is fun to watch. I mean, football is unwatchable.
No, that's
let's
a joke.
Be real there.
They should get rid of the Pro Bowl.
They really should. And, I mean, as far as baseball goes, I used to love the baseball All-Star game. I mean, I watch it. There's nothing really going on that week. In
no,
the
that week
of summer,
is. So. You don't seem like an ESPYs guy.
No, I'm not an ESPYs guy at all. The NHL All-Star game, they keep changing it every year. Yeah. That's getting tough to watch as well. But the NBA, yes, is the most entertaining. Yeah, I was looking, and I thought they were going to set the teams up this way, and I thought that would be kind of interesting, but we'll see how it plays out. But I think the guys they got here, you know, this is probably the correct 10.
I would say this is the correct 10 also. Let's leading vote getters this year, of course, Stephon Curry and LeBron James. You know, Steph Curry, five-time NBA All-Star right now, averaging 27 points per game, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. Dealing with a little bit of an ankle issue again this year for the first time in a while, but obviously Steph Curry, one of the best players in the NBA. LeBron James, 14-time NBA All-Star. He's also a captain. Averaging 27 points a game, 8 assists, 8 rebounds per game, getting close to that triple-double race. It's not really his game, though. But we know, listen, we are talking NBA. We don't have to really say too much about Steph Curry and LeBron James.
Well, the one thing I would have liked to have seen is a team, an all-star team, with LeBron James and Steph Curry. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that would be interesting right there because you want to see those two guys play. Giannis Antetokounmpo makes his second All-Star game. He's averaging 28 points a game so far this season. Giannis is a player that people are talking about for MVP considerations. Giannis having a big-time season. He's getting it done. So you like to see Antetokounmpo out there for the second time in the year. He's a player, Matt, that a lot of people are very excited about what he can be for the future of the NBA.
Yeah, no, he kind of does it all, the Greek freak. You have to be excited here. Milwaukee fans, They seem vigilant.
Tom Kesenick.
Yeah, Tom Kesenick is
big-time Milwaukee Buck fan.
Big-time Milwaukee fan. Shout out to Tom there. So, yeah, I really like these. Look, James Harden, to me, for what he's been able to do, ever since that OKC trade back then, to me, was one of the worst NBA trades ever.
James Harden makes his sixth All-Star. He's averaging 32 points a game, 9 assists, 5 rebounds. The bearded one, James Harden, he used to Rocket star. Houston Rockets, we talked about it yesterday. I would agree, likely the team that's going to have the task of trying to take out the Golden State Warriors, they'll probably see them in the Western Conference Finals, and what a good Western Conference Finals that'd be.
Yeah, no, I think both conference finals should be really good.
You get
Boston, Cleveland, and Houston and Golden State. I'd like to see Golden State take them out, just to root for something different. You know, see a Houston Celtics finals. I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun. And so just get back. These headphones are out of control.
Yours are so low. Yours are too low.
They're just. I hear myself. I don't need to hear myself screaming in my ears.
Yours are too low. So we started talking, right, Mr. Sussman?
Yes, sir.
And we just made no regard just now that we were on TV.
So I actually did. Like, I made sure the camera was on that.
Oh, okay.
And then the camera switched to you.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster.
So Mr. Sussman, yeah, another teacher called him out.
Parent teacher conference.
What are you going to do? You were talking about the conference finals. Potentially.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to like mix it up a little.
Would you like
here.
To see a Houston-Boston finals? That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, just something different. Mm-hmm. You know what? Look, I don't mind dynasties for a bit, but after a while, the same old gets a little tiresome for me.
So I wanted to ask you this about the All-Star game, which of course also All-Stars announced. You guys are talking about it here. LeBron and Steph, the captains. LeBron's gonna have first pick because he was the first overall vote getter, mm-hmm. right? What if LeBron takes Kevin Durant?
I'm about to say he should take Kevin Durant.
He should.
He just throw it right there, throw it off right there and take Kevin Durant. That's what I would do. I would take Kevin Durant. Make that pair on LeBron James and Kevin Durant.
What, you mean he's not going to take Curry?
Huh?
That would be funny too. Like that, well, then Steph really should follow the Kyrie.
And then Steph Curry comes back and take Kyrie. But then you got two point guards. You start that team with two point guards.
That's not how you want to start.
Yeah, it makes the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
If I was Steph, I'd probably take James Harden with that second pick. Are they going to broadcast these picks?
That's the annoying part.
That is the annoying part.
So you have these guys. These are the 10 starters. Giannis, James Harden, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, Kyrie Irving, DeMar DeRozan. Let's do this right now. Corbin, you're LeBron James.
All right.
Matt, you are Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. You have first pick.
With the first pick.
As LeBron James.
LeBron James, the king. King James. With the first pick, I will be selecting Kevin Durant from the Golden State Warriors.
All right, so you take Kevin Durant. Now, do you think that Steph gets two picks now?
I wouldn't think this was a snake draft because it's only two people.
I don't know if it's a snake, but like if your captain's on a field, you're picking, you get first pick, he gets next two, and then it goes 1-1-1-1.
Not really.
Yeah, of course.
I've always known just 1-1-1-1.
When you're like playing like basketball with your friends?
Yeah, you pick.
We always played like, all right, whoever gets first pick, the next person gets next two to make it even.
No, never did that.
You sound like you're playing a participation trophy league.
You didn't do that either?
No, it was always you picked.
We did.
John Burns, you played that. You played a lot
we
of basketball.
We did evens odds, and then we just picked. Right.
I've done what Greg does.
Really?
See? Because you could technically, you could pick the best player, and then you get technically two average players next, and then go 1-1-1-1.
We didn't do it like that.
All right.
We all figured we were on the same player field. Yeah, yeah.
what was that?
Started with a left, ended with a tee.
Yeah.
Man, we used to be out there, man. We used to break bones out there. Maybe it's a Jersey thing. Yeah.
All right, Matt, you're on the clock here.
I'm on the clock. I'm going with the Greek Freak. It's Greek Freak.
There you go. The second highest bookie.
I think Harden should be the first pick, but let's have some fun.
You're going with Giannis. That means you're giving Durant, LeBron, and Harden if Corey wants it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to jump away. I'm not even going to go out there. What I will do is I will bring the buddy back. I'll reunite the band again. With my second pick, I'll go Boston Celtic point guard Kyrie Irving.
So you will. So LeBron trying to prove a point, we'll be drafting Kyrie.
I'm drafting Kyrie.
Right. Sounds about right. Matt?
You know what? I always like toughness. I'm going to go Boogie.
So is Harden still on the board? You're taking Boogie here if you're
Steph
Curry.
I want to go Thug Life.
Okay. There you go. Now I'm going to put together the ultimate basketball team. My team is now myself, LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and James Harden.
Seems pretty damn impressive.
Yeah, it's going to be tough to beat this team.
All right, Steph?
Let's go with DeMar here.
DeMar DeRozan.
I was surprised DeMar was the last pick. All right, DeMar DeRozan. All right.
Yep, so you go DeMar DeRozan with that one. Now I go scoop me up a big man. Give me Joe. No, I'm not going to go. I'm going to leave Joel Embiid for you. Give me the unibrow, Anthony Davis.
So you got Anthony Davis. I like your team a lot better.
Team is coming together nicely.
Your team is nice.
Yeah, but my team's going to lay some people out.
Your team has a lot of your team got a lot of length in the front court. A
lot of length in the front court. You got Giannis, you got Steph, you got Joel Embiid, you have DeMar DeRozan. Who's your other guy?
Did he take Joel Embiid?
He has his last pick.
That's my last pick.
Oh yeah, there's nobody left.
Did you hear that Joel Embiid no longer wants to date Rihanna?
Yeah, I heard that.
I'll step in.
Well, he's moved on. It's not a she. You know,
I haven't moved on.
It's not a she dumped him. He's making clear it's his call.
She wasn't never dating for real.
No,
oh, okay,
they were
okay.
Not ever dating for real. But yes,
neither was I. But
yeah. After we get out of these guys right here, I'm curious to see who would go next. Obviously,
well, the problem is we don't have all stars yet.
Yeah, but I mean, just trying to make a guess.
You want to? I do want to see make the. Rest of the when they fill everything out. Let's put Lou Williams in there.
You're right.
Lou Williams better make this.
Yeah,
damn
Lou
team.
Williams needs to be on this team. Lou Williams been excellent this year. He's been balling. So I would like to see that. I would like to see Lou Williams make a team. After that, I probably would go. After that, I probably would go scoop up my guy Draymond Green. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that nut's out there having a good time with him. Or I would go Kristaps Porzingis.
You know, just to stir things up.
Victor Oladipo.
You can't pick players there. No, no,
just to stir things up. Give me Big Baller Brand. Give me Lonzo.
Oh, give me Lonzo.
Lonzo will not.
We gotta have LeVar Ball in attendance.
Yeah, we gotta have LeVar Ball in attendance. We gotta have LeVar Flywell from Lithuania.
Lonzo will not be there.
Lonzo's gonna be in the rookie game. Lonzo
in the rookie game. He won't be. And he's healthy.
Yeah, if he's healthy, yeah.
Especially if it's in L.A. All right, we'll take a break.
You know the ball is going to be there.
When we come back, Drew Digmeier, DailyRoto.com, the Humanitarian of the Year for the FSTA. He joins us next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Corey Parson, the Fantasy Executive, and of course, Wall Street Matt Modica here in the house. At this time, we want to bring in the winner of the Humanitarian of the Year Award at the FSTA, and also our friend, Daily Roto's own, it's Drew Dinkmeyer. What's going on, Dink?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Congratulations, man.
Thanks. It's a little bit of an awkward award for me because I don't really feel like much of a humanitarian. I just kind of sat at my desk and inspired some other people to donate to a really good cause, and I'm really thankful for the appreciation that people have shown for it, and I'm really thankful for all the participation we got in the community from it. It was really cool. I hope it inspires more people to do stuff like this and start campaigns to give, because we're all playing games for fun, and we all live pretty good lives. So it makes sense to try to help others out there that don't have as much privilege as we do.
What's going on, Drew? Long time. How's everything, my man?
Good, Corey. How you doing, my man?
Doing well. Thank you very much. So let me ask you exactly what is the cause that you got behind and rallied the community behind, and why did you pick that specific cause?
Yeah, the charity that I worked with was Charity Water, and the reason I got behind the cause was really I was inspired by the founder, Scott Harrison. He was on a podcast with Bill Simmons about a year ago that really spoke to me in a lot of ways. He talked about getting involved in the charity because he had worked a life as a club promoter and helping people enjoy entertainment, and he really felt like he wanted to do something good with his life. And that's really all the things that hit me over the last few years while working in Daily Fantasy. Sure, I provide a lot of content and projections and things that help people enjoy their off time, but I wasn't really doing anything that was kind of making the world a better place. And Charity Water, the charity, goes out and tries to deliver clean, sustainable water solutions to people who don't have access to clean water. And I really enjoyed their model, which 100% of the donations go directly to the cause. They have all of their overhead covered by other investors or donators that are largely corporations. So your money is going directly to the cause. And then the thing I liked most was they keep you up to date on what your money is doing. They send you emails and links to GPS locations where the wells have been put in or the sand filters or whatever it is. So you stay invested in the process. You get the personal gratification and satisfaction of seeing your money go to work in a meaningful way, delivering clean water to people that changes the rest of their lives.
Hey, Drew, good morning. It sounds like a great charity. Congratulations again. And also the fact that you paid it forward, you paid it back. You've been, you've been successful yourself, a million-dollar winner in DFS. You guys have created million-dollar winners. So I agree. I hope what you've been able to do does inspire more people that have had the opportunity to be successful in, as you say, a game we play. Some of us will play for maybe some more high stakes than others, but ultimately it's still a game. I think it's fantastic. I congratulate you. And it's a great award to have. And, I think the story that you're given here and the fact that they give you 100% of it and they show you, that is pretty damn cool.
Yeah, thank you. I think it's a really great charity. It's a really great cause. And, I was inspired by somebody to kind of make some changes in my life to try to be a little bit more thoughtful in terms of all the things that I have that, you know, just because I was born in this country and, you know, I was born into a family that had good means and good education, and I was able to live a life that, you know, allowed me to do a lot of different things. Not everybody has that. So the opportunity to work with Charity Water was a great one. I hope, you know, this type of recognition and giving people these types of opportunities within the industry will inspire others to take up whatever causes they're interested in.
Talking to Daily Roto's Drew Dinkmeyer, the humanitarian of the war, humanitarian award winner from the FSTA. He worked with Charity Water, and one thing was really, really cool. So created the Welly Maker campaign, obviously with the Millie Maker, which Drew has won before. And ultimately, he's like, listen, it's about $20 to play for an entry into the Millie Maker tournament. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you just put $20 into the Welly Maker? And he was willing to match up to $10,000, and that was the idea. Make $10,000. It was enough that ultimately a fully funded water project would happen in some underprivileged villages. And instead of making $10,000, they made $40,000, which is just an unbelievable amount. And the generosity is just incredible.
I mean, that's insane, because when you think about it, how we all take for granted water,
right?
And the excess, but we're paying for bottled water now. You know?
Yeah.
They got some fancy water in some of these places too. So no, you know, really, you see this swanky joint right here. But let me ask you this. Let me hop in here, Drew. You said you were able to track your donations and stuff like that, and see where everything went. What exactly, like, can you share with us some of the locations where some of this water went to these people that were in need of it?
Yeah, so our donations are going to be put to work during the course of 2018. So they haven't actually gone out yet. They were all collected in the fourth quarter of 2017. But we'll get updated, you know, images of the water projects being built. We'll get updated coordinates when it's finalized. Sometimes they send little videos of the work that's been done. But this is going out all over the world. There's, I think most of the donations from our project are going to go out to India, some rural villages in India. But they've done a lot of work in Rwanda. They've done some work in South America. They've done a lot of work in Africa. There's just a lot of places, you know, where people don't have immediate access to clean water, and people are spending most of their days, usually the women, are you know, walking miles to go find accessible water to bring back. And it's not even the cleanest water in the world that they're working with. So, you know, Charity Water puts a lot of resources behind local development teams to be able to build and drill wells or biosand filters, whatever is the most appropriate plan to access clean water.
Yeah, and I hope with the start of the new year and what you guys do, the fantastic job you do over at Daily Roto, and say the next millionaire you guys make, you've made others already. So hopefully, or not even a millionaire, just successful DFS players and people that are able to build that bankroll, they are inspired to give back to whatever charity is near and dear to their heart. And like I said, paying it back, paying it forward is an excellent example, excellent thing, and a well-deserved award for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's really cool to see how quickly the community got behind this idea. And I know there's been plenty of others as well. I know some really successful players like Chipotle Addict and Papa Gates, two of the best DFS players, have had their campaigns that have raised tons of money for other causes. So, you know, it's a great thing. It makes you feel good to be able to give back to others when you have things at your disposal. And that was certainly the case here. I hope that's the case for a lot of other people within the industry going forward.
Drew, I just want to know, so how did you find out that you were the humanitarian of the year?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was on SiriusXM last night. I thought I was just doing kind of a normal spot talking about daily fantasy basketball or the FSTA conference upcoming, and they kind of surprised me with it last night. So Dan Bach and Chris Prince from the Roto Grinder show were hosting and brought me on and kind of announced it there. So I was taken aback a little bit. It's, like I said, it's a little bit awkward because I don't consider myself much of a humanitarian. The people actually doing the work at Charity Water are the ones who have really changed the world. I'm just a guy who, you know, has an audience and had people that were willing to help come along for the ride in terms of raising money for a really good cause.
We'd be remiss to have you on, Drew. I know you have the tip show coming up a little bit later on today. You can watch that on YouTube, of course, dailyroto.com. We would be remiss to have you on and not talk a little DFS for tonight. We've got, I believe, 7 games on the NBA slate tonight. So where are we looking to try to make some money?
Yeah, it's an interesting slate. There's a lot of injury situations to follow, which is usually the case this time of the year in the NBA. that you'll have to kind of keep your eye on during the course of the day. But I think the Nuggets are going to be a team that's going to be very interesting on this slate. You know, they're down Jamal Murray, who is going to be out with a concussion issue that he's recovering from. They're coming off a difficult loss to the Clippers. They're playing at home against Phoenix, one of the weaker defensive teams that also plays at a faster pace. So guys like Will Barton, Nikola Jokic, Wilson Chandler, I think are going to be interesting names that could benefit from the absence of Jamal Murray tonight.
Yeah, Denver makes sense, especially with the pace play of Phoenix, as you mentioned, and the situation Denver puts themselves in. I also think you got to look at L.A. and Indiana. Indiana, the late game, that 10:30 start, I think both of those two teams, I know Indiana coming up back-to-back, but I think for the Lakers, that's an interesting one to look at, too.
Yeah, and the Lakers are really banged up, too. You know, no Lonzo Ball, no Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma are questionable, so definitely some value to have. It's always difficult to figure out Luke Walton's rotations, but if they're really thin, guys like Jordan Clarkson and Julius Randle could have really big nights tonight.
You know, it's difficult to figure out Luke Walton's rotations. That's why they should have LaVar Ball coach the team. I mean, we'll know what his rotation is going to be. Lonzo, get out there, son. Play the whole game.
What's the who's the big star that you're building around tonight, Drew?
You know, it's difficult to say right now. In terms of a big spend, I think Tyreke Evans could be really interesting if Marc Gasol's out. He missed the last game.
Yep.
Some of this stuff will come down to injury stuff. I would say, you know, it's a slate without a lot of the mega stars because they all played in the last 2 days. But Nikola Jokic looks like one of the better high-end spends at the center position tonight.
Drew Dinkmeyer, the Humanitarian of the Year award winner from the FSTA. He's also our guy at DailyRoto.com. If we go to DailyRoto right now, what can we find?
We've got a lot of content going. We just recorded our last podcast of the year for the NFL championship round. We've got NBA, NHL, PGA content and packages going. Some free content, some subscriber-based content, but a lot of projections and whatnot trying to predict the future in all these crazy sporting events.
Absolutely. And there's no better place to go for every need you could possibly have. It's all at DailyRoto.com. Drew mentioned it. NBA, their last NFL podcast of the year. They have NHL, they have PGA. It's all located in one spot. And that's at DailyRoto.com. Drew, congratulations again. We'll do it again soon, and we'll watch the tip drill a little bit later on today.
Thanks so much, guys.
Absolutely. So there you go. Drew Dinkmeyer of DailyRoto.com, your FSTA award winner for Humanitarian of the Year.
Pretty cool stuff right there.
That is very cool.
Look at this good shot right there. Getting, you know, clean water, like you said, something that people take for granted. So definitely want to give a shout-out to Drew and the people that he's working with to get that done.
Yeah, of all the awards that were out there, that's the one you want to win.
Absolutely, yeah. Paying it forward to be able to make the money and want to give back, to feel like, listen, I'm not doing enough. I want to help people. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah, no, that's the greatest reward you do get when you help others and, you know, somebody else can better themselves.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. We're going to take a break here, gentlemen. When we come back here on Roto Experts, there are a couple of baseball notes I wanted to get into here. We talked DFS with Drew, so let's talk about some baseball when we come back. Next hour, we'll certainly get more into conference championship games. We'll make our official picks. We have a lot more to come. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
With you here on Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. A couple of baseball notes as Frank and I have made another pick. I told you I would catch up on our draft here. Before I do, yes, Manny Tomas, a little fall from grace for this guy. I basically pick him every year in fantasy baseball, and I then cut him before April is over every single year in fantasy baseball. Sometimes it works out. Most, you know, sometimes it doesn't. Last year, it did work out. He was caught driving 105 yesterday.
Who are we talking about?
Yasmani Tomas.
Yasmani. Yeah, that's driving 105. He was trying to get somewhere in a hurry. Yes. You can't even say you had to go to the bathroom if you get pulled over doing 105. It got to be like urine on the seat.
Yeah. That's 105 is bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, look, Tomas, as a fantasy player, is never a guy I take. He's, you know, he does have power. That's great. But what else does he really offer to me? It's not much. And the fact that he's a defensive liability caps his playing time. So, for me, not a player I'm usually in on.
Yeah, and I wish I had talked to you about this before. I took him every single year. But I think Tomas...
Well, there are people that do like him.
There are. And I think Tomas is kind of falling out of favor a little bit in Arizona now, too.
Yeah, no, I think that's the case. And as we discussed the other day, it is a shame that they can't sign J.D. Martinez to a long-term deal. But, you know, the fact that Zach Greinke's there handicaps that one. You know, but he can also get back into good graces because a guy I love there is an A.J. Pollock, and A.J. Pollock's problem is he can't stay healthy either,
yeah.
So, you know, there's always opportunities due to injury as well.
All right, I wanted to give you a little update on our draft. We're doing a BFF draft over on Fantrax. You can actually check it out. Check it out there. We are.
They got it like where you can look at your draft. They got it featured.
I got an email about that. That it featured. Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you. We have made.
Is that hooked up through the homie that work that do some
Andy
stuff?
Andy Singleton. So Andy Singleton hooked us up with the guy that could hook us up, basically.
Very good. Shout out to Andy Singleton.
Excellent job, Andy.
Yeah,
Singleton.
Shout out to Andy.
So we're through 8 picks here. So I wanted to get your thoughts, Matt. Both on our team.
8 rounds?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all was moving. That's good. Y'all ready. Yo, this is real good for a slow draft.
It's a 2-hour time limit.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's good.
I love the 2-hour.
Love the 2-hour time limit.
One of the best things that happened to slow drafts was it was always 8 hours, which to me was insane. You could just stop the clock at nighttime if you need be. Now, even in like the high stakes, it's 4 hours. I love the 2-hour. It just makes it so much more enjoyable.
Oh my God, it's so much more enjoyable. So we made 8 picks thus far. We're in the middle of the 8th round, and because I'm selfish, I just want to get Matt's thoughts on some of the players on my team. So we talked yesterday. We had this whole debate on the program: Francisco Lindor and Bryce Harper. We knew that Lindor versus Rizzo was a debate. Unfortunately, things would have worked out better actually if we took Rizzo because the shortstop we would have taken Gene Segura a little bit later, and he was like sitting there right for our pick. It didn't happen that way. So we took Lindor. Then we came back on the BFF. So we were discussing which pitcher we would take. And we took Justin Verlander. I know we talked to you about that off the air a little bit. Then our next spot was to pick Carlos Martinez or Yu Darvish.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Look, we don't know where Yu's going to land. And I'm a big fan of Yu Darvish. I think he's going to be good this year. I would have went Carlos Martinez right here. I think Martinez is in a situation where he's teetering on taking that next step. And if you look over the last couple of seasons, what he's been able to do, he's been pitching the innings, he gets you the strikeouts, and if he does take that next step, and you know, you're going to have a stud pitcher possibly. Even if not, you're going to have a really good pitcher. He's on a really good team. He plays in a good park to pitch at. So there's many things I like for Carlos Martinez. I mean, that said, I don't hate Yu Darvish, and I think everything's overblown by that World Series, the slick ball and all. His breaking pitches weren't breaking, and for that, you know, that's gonna hurt anybody.
I'm gonna agree with Matt on this one. I would go C-Mart. I kind of feel like he's just a player that's just getting ready to teeter on that big time breakout. So I think I would go Carlos Martinez. I like the pieces around him, you know, as far as who he's working with and stuff like that. So I think the selection was Carlos Martinez. And Yu Darvish doesn't have a home right now.
I agree with you, and for many of the reasons both of you guys mentioned, we actually took Carlos Martinez. We took Carlos Martinez. It might have been Matt's like little birdie in the back of my mind screaming, C-Mart. So we wound up taking Carlos Martinez, and I agree, he's 26 years old.
Yeah,
he's still
exactly. It's still, you know what I'm saying? He's still going to have a big-time season coming up in him. I just want to, right quick, fantasy mailman Ron Cafferty, wants CX. He's in this league. He wants to know which one of you is the commissioner.
I assume Frank.
Okay, because he wants to know who to tip at the end of the season.
Frank.
So he's saying he's going to win the league.
I know, I got it.
Is it like Frank's, the commissioner?
Yeah. We'll take the, if people want to tip us,
yeah, people want to give money out.
I'll take it.
I'm sure Scott Engel will put his hand out.
Listen, Scott Engel's not in this league. He could have, but he was not spending $50 to join the league.
Oh, you know that. Even though never mind.
He wanted to get Godfathered in.
Yeah, he went, exactly. You know how Scotty roll.
We took Carlos Martinez, and then after that, so this is the first two picks that we weren't really together on. Like, normally I have the draft board in front of me. This is the thing with a partner, right? Like, so now Frank's sitting here. I'm in a meeting, and Frank's sitting here. He's like, all right, it's our pick. What do you want to do? I'm like, I'm not even in front of a computer right now. Like, I'm not in front of anything. Like, talk it out. And I felt like we wasted a lot of time talking about this pick, a lot longer than we really wanted to. But we had a couple positions we wanted to fill. We needed another outfielder. There's five outfield positions. We need another outfielder. We needed a closer because we didn't want to get caught on the closer run. We're toward the bottom of the draft.
Is he first baseman yet?
We don't have a first baseman yet. We needed a first baseman. We need an outfielder, a first baseman, a closer, and I guess the third baseman.
We still got plenty of rounds to go, though.
Yes, of course. So we're at that spot, and Frank sent me a lot of text messages. I'm going to try to read you some of them.
He was blowing up your phone?
He was, but it was okay. So he says, all right, we're up. There's nobody I love this round. We're up at a couple of picks. He gives me the best players available are Wilson Contreras, Anthony Rendon, Corey Knebel, Aroldis Chapman, Eric Hosmer, Christian Yelich. Those are the guys he gives me. And I'm just like, these are the guys. Huh? This is it. This is what we got. And he's like, yeah. Then he goes, Andrew McCutchen is there. Yoenis Cespedes, Lorenzo Cain. I'm like, oh, Cespedes is a really interesting one. This is why I brought this up earlier this morning. Like, Cespedes is the one name to me that really stood out. I'm like, huh, that's kind of cool.
Now, this is what, in the fifth round you're talking about?
This is in the...
So you got the landscape correct.
This is the fifth round, I think. Yes.
Yeah, the thing with Cespedes is he's going later, so you kind of know maybe you got another round to get him.
Right.
At least, I mean, he's gone in the seventh round as well. So in that round, the guy I would have wanted in the fifth round, the guy that I'm really targeting that I really want to get is Will Myers. Will Myers, to me, is becoming that guy.
So we had talked about Will Myers. Will Myers was gone. Mike Florio took him a little bit earlier in the round.
So Florio took him earlier in the fifth.
Earlier in the fifth, he took Will Myers. That was somebody that we were focused on getting at that spot.
That's a nice pick by Florio then, because he knew
Florio,
you guys were going
to.
No, Florio not playing with y'all.
This is like the blood diamond league.
Yes.
So then we got a reset here in the text messages. Knebel, Yelich, Kutch, Contreras, Hosmer, Miguel Cabrera. Starting pitchers are Arrieta and Tanaka, Alex Wood, John Lester, Gerrit Cole. All right, some of those pitchers are pretty good. Like, I'm kind of interested there. But I could tell that Frank really didn't want pitching. He brings up Anthony Rendon based on value. I was like, this doesn't excite me.
I mean, Anthony Rendon was probably the pick to go with there. As far as closers, I mean, Chapman in the fifth. If Chapman's around in the fifth round, I don't see how you don't go with him.
Yeah.
I know he lost his job for a month. He finished the season back on track. He's still one of the best closers out there. Knebel, though, would be that guy right after the big three.
Right.
What did he put up? 120-something strikeouts in like 70-something innings. So, you can't ignore that.
Sure.
Milwaukee's a team that wants to compete, so it's not like they're looking to through the season dump this guy off or something like that.
Absolutely.
I don't have a problem taking Knebel there. You do need, especially in the draft champions. Look, I will admit, if I'm playing in a redraft league that's not an overall, I'm going to wait on closers.
Sure.
But, you have to know your league. If you're playing in a draft and hold, you're playing in an overall competition, at some point you do have to pay for a closer.
So the pick right before us, Aroldis Chapman goes. So I'm like, you know what? Let's just take the closer and be done with it. Let's not get caught. Let's take the closer, and we'll figure out the next part, after the wrap. So we wind up taking Corey Knebel there. Just to get the closer, be good. Immediately following us, Felipe Rivera goes. So literally that, like, crew of closers, Aroldis Chapman, Corey Knebel, Felipe Rivera go 1, 2, 3, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, Felipe Rivera's been the guy that, if I'm not getting one of the big three, he's the guy that I'm waiting on to take later on. Look, they just signed him to a 3-year deal, so that's comforting. He's pitching in a park. He's a ground ball pitcher. He's got the swing and miss to add to that. So I like all those aspects there. And, is anybody really, outside of the big three, we know how the turnover rate is.
Sure.
And I know you're going to hear people say, well, you never take a closer. But in certain leagues like this, you have to.
Yep.
You can't say, I'm going to be the guy in the waiver wire. There is no waiver wire to be getting that guy.
Right.
And then when you want to end up having to take Addison Reed and like a Fernando Rodney back-to-back.
Right.
I don't want to do that.
So after... Did he lie to me? He lied to me that...
Who lied to you?
Oh, he didn't take...
I'm looking at...
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm looking at the grid. I love the fact that your team is called Team BFF without loser Florio. And his team is called New World BFF.
We're going at it. So then... So the closers go to the wrap. Wilson Contreras goes to catcher. Then Odor, Anthony Rendon, then goes Garrett Cole, Jake Arrieta, Justin Turner, Whit Merrifield, and it's now our turn. And we pretty much immediately narrow it down to Christian Yelich and Eric Hosmer.
Yeah, no, look, these are two guys that, in my opinion, nobody gets overly excited about either one.
Correct.
I took Hosmer the other day. I'm not an Eric Hosmer guy. I'm not an Eric Hosmer fan. But you also got to look at your roster construction and what guys are needed and what guys can do.
Right.
Hosmer, to me, is a safe pick. We don't know where he's landing, but he's going to do the average.
Sure.
He'll be in the order where he can drive runs in.
We wound up taking Christian Yelich, though.
I'm fine with
it. It was fine. It was okay. We had a first baseman in mind a little bit later on, one of which we grabbed. We also know another first baseman we like still on the board. So we waited a little bit on the first base position. We'll take a break here. We'll continue talking baseball up to the top of the hour. It's Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Back with you, Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Matt and Corey, alongside me, Greg. Support.
I've been promising the homie, my man Justin Griffith, hit me up on Twitter. He had a baseball question for you guys.
Okay.
He needs to keep two. He's in a 10-team mixed league, head-to-head categories. He can keep Gordon in the seventh. My guess is that's D. Gordon.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Elvis Andrews.
Not Melvin.
No, it's not Alex.
Yes. Elvis Andrews in the 11th, Yelich in the 12th, Darvish in the 26th.
It's got to be Darvish in the 26th.
Yeah, you're keeping Darvish in the 26th. It was Yelich in the 11th, and who in the 12th?
Andrews in the 11th, Yelich in the 12th.
I mean, the shortstop is the more. Well, so now this is head to head, right?
Head to head categories.
If it's head to head,
10 team league.
I'll probably go Yelich and Darvish here. Oh, I guess D. Gordon. You want to? I'm not a head-to-head guy.
Yeah. So for me, I am. I've got Darvish is my lock. He's the 26th round. You're getting an
that's
awesome pitcher.
That's
the no-brainer. I think I'm going with D. Gordon. He's gonna win you a category. I'm going with D. Gordon and I'm going with you, Darvish.
Right, there you go, right.
I just like the Yelich for the fact that but D. Gordon's going to steal you 60 bases.
Yeah.
And give you average. I mean, I think Rob Silver on Twitter the other day made a really good point about D. Gordon, how people like to label him a one-category guy when he's really not. Which is giving you average, giving you steals, and he's giving you runs.
Ooh, there's a little bit of burn going out just now.
Uh-oh.
I was not asked or informed of the league at Greg Sussman. Obviously, I have more than enough scratch to join the league. GST playoff defeater of BFFs.
The kid making a rain
game. My response to that is, you don't need a personal invite. I don't need to text you or call you or tweet at you if you want to join the league. We tweeted about it. We talked about it on this show. We talked about the BFF show. If you were listening to the network and you wanted to join, you are more than welcome to. I'm sorry, I'm not going to kiss your feet.
Maybe Day Shift Scotty was in effect.
Yeah, that's
what it was.
Kango Scott was like, it just flew over his head. Because, you know, Kango Scott real cool.
Scott's pulling like wads of money out of his pocket. Yeah. He expended it, but he's like pulling wads of money out of his pocket.
Just give me a new Kango.
Give me the fuzzy one. Yeah.
Fuzzy Kango Scott. Shout out to the king.
Yeah,
I love
shout out to the king.
Amazing. The BFF draft, I think it's going okay.
Let me ask you a question. I don't know if you'll be honest about this.
I'm pretty honest.
Do you like your team better or Florio's team better?
Well, why don't you answer that question? Well, I told you both teams.
So this
I got to get this link and pull it up.
New World BFF is Trey Turner, George Springer, Luis Severino, Will Myers, James Paxton, Jonas Cespedes. You know New World going to have a Met, and Edwin Diaz.
I really like that. I think you guys made the right choice. I know you said on the last segment that taking Lindor was the wrong choice. I think you guys need speed.
Okay.
And I think to get him there, the other first baseman that we've talked about that's still on the board, I think you can get him. And
I'm still pretty interested in him.
Look, where you got Verlander, what, in the third round? Late third?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At late third, I'm
311.
Yeah, 311, I'm fine. I've seen Verlander go as high as the 1-2 turn.
Sure.
And, like, you know, a top 20, top 25 player, and that for me is too rich.
Yeah, I think it's fine. As I said, I'm looking at the board. There's a lot of pitchers that are out there that I'm really very, very interested in. But
there's a lot of interesting ones. I'm not confident.
Fair enough. We'll take a break here. When we come back, hour number three begins. We'll talk about the championship games. Is Mike Lyon coming up at about 9:40 a.m. Eastern time as
Mike
well?
Lyon.
So that'll be fun too. Roto Experts continues on right after this.